Welcome back to another edition of our Diocesan Podcast, Big City Catholics, with Bishop Robert Brennan, the Diocesan Bishop of Brooklyn, and myself, Father Christopher Henu, the rector of the Co-Cathedral of St. Joseph and pastor of St. Teresa of Avila. We're back for another edition as we begin this first record in September, the beginning of a pastoral year, the beginning of a school year. We'll bring all of these intentions to prayer as we pray, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Offering our intentions through the intercession of our Blessed Mother. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Labor Day has concluded.
Labor Day is concluded, and it is September. It feels like September.
Yeah.
In fact, this whole week, we're recording toward the earlier part of the week, but I think the forecast is very nice, but a little bit on the cooler side.
The sun is setting earlier.
And rising later. Getting up in the dark again.
Yeah, it's crazy to think, but we're back to it.
We're back to it. And you know what? I always mourn the end of the summer. Probably this year a little less so. I don't know. I just feel very, very ready. As soon as we get past Labor Day and we're in it, I'm fully in.
Some of the events that you've been going to sort of leads to the beginnings of the pastoral year. So I know you actually spent time with the CYO at a CYO Mass in Rockaway.
I did. I was slated to do their beach mass. They have a beach mass on Father's Day around the 4th of July and around Labor Day. I was slated to do that, but the forecast was for rain and it really wasn't a very nice morning. So that was canceled, but I ended up doing the mass in the hall as they getting their church ready. And it was their opening of CYO. And it was great. There were so many families there, so many children in their CYO uniforms. Again, that sense of, it's the end of the summer, but a sense among everybody that, yep, we're ready to get going again. We're ready to get started. St. Francis de Sales in Bell Harbor.
Now, and that school is one of our largest schools.
It is.
Parish Academy. I'm sure the kids are kind of mourning the end of the summer. I said to my sister, who's a school teacher, I said, are you enjoying these late days of summer? That's kind of a phrase that you often use, the late days of summer. And she said, do you know that every teacher hates that phrase? We hate hearing the late days. Don't remind me about the late days of summer. I said, well, you know, it's reality. It's reality. It's coming. Reality. It's coming back. We're starting. We've got the plans for our pastoral year. I know that you're going to kick off as well with all of our pastoral plans for the diocese.
Exactly. We're starting some of our meetings. Again, last year, I had a number of meetings with deaneries. Now I'll be working with some of the particular parishes where we talk about how we're going to collaborate. So we'll take on some important work there, beginning conversations and starting to expand those conversations. Kind of what Pope Francis would refer to as a synodal process. We kind of take the discussion now to the next level. And the discussion is as important as the end. So we're going to continue our work there. Also, during the summer, we had a meeting with some of our movements. And, you know, there's that constant need for retreat space. So many of our vibrant, especially Hispanic movements, are on fire, but they really need retreat space. So that's a challenge we're trying to crack as we head into this. And speaking of movements, over the weekend, I also was up in West Havistraw with the Spanish-speaking charismatic group. And they had a large crowd of people. It was one of those iffy days, but the rain held off for the most part. And that was just so inspiring, so enlivening.
I saw your Sunday reflection that you post each and every week on your Facebook page, and you could tell that you were like so pumped by it. You were just
on fire.
We
had just come out of Mass, and
Yeah, it was exciting.
You could see the people making their way to the buses.
Incredible. And that's all those 1,000, 2,000 people coming from our diocese traveling to Havistraw for that.
That's right.
Wow. Incredible. You know, we think of the beginning of the year. Certainly, it was the beginning of the school year 23 years ago when we witnessed the tragic events of September 11th. And so we are coming up to that anniversary.
That comes up to us in the coming week, soon after this is recorded. And the pain is still sharp, as we recall. And we gather that spirit of prayer and a spirit of unity on that day and kind of encourage one another, but also turn to the Lord in prayer. We'll be hosting here at the Co-Cathedral, the fire department.
Yes, our local battalion that has had a tradition to process really from the World Trade Center, from Ground Zero, across the Brooklyn Bridge and to the Co-Cathedral for Mass. And this even obviously predates the Co-Cathedral, but they processed here at the parish of St. Joseph. Really a great witness for them and a great testimony of their continued faith. They lost a lot of men in this local house, a lot of the downtown
Brooklyn
houses.
We're so close. This would have been one of the key responding.
It certainly was. And just to have your presence, Bishop, there with us too is a great sign of just the unity of the diocese with prayer. And, you know, it's not just certainly here at the Co-Cathedral, but I think in every parish on that day, priests are asked by their local houses, their local firehouses, you know, would you come and say a prayer with us? Would you mind sending someone to be with us? There's still a desire that we be present to them. And there's a desire, obviously, on our part, too, to be present to them.
And so many of our priests are. You know, one of the remembrances is that Monsignor Delendic will have his name inscribed on that memorial wall. Last year, in December, Monsignor Delendic died after a long struggle with a 9/11 related illness. And so he will be remembered by the fire department because of his steady presence to the firefighters during not only the day itself, but during all that time of recovery and the days long since. And it's a reminder to all of us that not only do we have that emotional pain, but there were many who were there that day and in the days that followed who were suffering with illness to this day.
Yeah. You know, we give thanks, obviously. One of the intentions of Mass often that you'll bring is we pray for those who serve our nation, serve our country, but also serve locally as firefighters and police officers. Here in the diocese, we've had great collaboration, really.
We really do. The New York City Police Department, the Fire Department of New York, and really all of the different agencies are so responsive to us. They help us out. You know, on a day like September 11th, we remember supreme sacrifices. We remember the extreme danger that they face and that they bravely step into, knowing full well the risks and the certainty that many will die, and they did that. But on the other hand, they do so in the extreme days because they do so every day. They're always present, always watching out for us, always placing themselves at the service of the community, even to the sacrifice of their own well-being sometimes. We have to be grateful for it. I'm looking forward to being with you, to meeting the battalion on the Brooklyn Bridge and then welcoming them back into Brooklyn and coming from Brooklyn down here to the Co-Cathedral and then being here for Mass. Mass is at noon on that day. Of course, that'll be broadcast through NetTV. And it's important to do because it's important to remember that day. But I really also want to stand with our first responders because of the ways they've been standing with us. And we felt that very acutely in these past days, in this past year, you know, firefighters. We've had two church fires this year. Our Lady of the Rosary of Pompeii earlier in the year on Easter Sunday. And then just 2 weeks ago, St. Catherine of Genoa in Brooklyn. And while there was a great deal of damage at St. Catherine of Genoa, there was a lot that was actually preserved and there was a lot that was saved. Were it not for the quick thinking action of the priest who was present in each of those places, plus the capable response of the fire department, these could have been very, very different stories. Yeah. And they responded very effectively. And thank God for the fire department.
And, you know, we both, you and I both have members of our family, your father, your brother, my brother, who served with the NYPD. And we give thanks also, again, to talk about the collaboration and the work that we do together. I'm a clergy liaison for the NYPD, but they do so much for our diocese and certainly in their responses.
They most certainly do. And, you know, we've been turning to them for help in the course of the year. Sadly, in times of difficulty, a number of hate crimes, really, some attacks of vandalism, some by really more the effects of mental illness, but some of them real, real hatred. And again, the police are so quick to respond, so effective. They look out for the safety of people and the well-being of people. And then the other thing, both the police and the fire department, they also just help us, as so many, in the exercise of living our lives as who we are, in the exercise of living out our faith in the public sphere, whether it be their processions and walks all over Brooklyn and Queens, especially on certain feast days. We had the National Eucharistic Procession pass through Brooklyn on Memorial Day weekend, and that could not have been possible without the extraordinary help of the police department, but also the great welcome of the fire department. I was so touched when we came over the Brooklyn Bridge and all the fire trucks were out right over there in that Metrotech area. And then when we came down here to Pacific Street, we stopped. Actually, the firefighters took the trucks out and then they led us the rest of the way down. Just simple gestures to show concern, to show solidarity.
Yeah.
And thank God they do it for us in the Catholic Church, but they do that for everyone. That's something we have to be very grateful for, because in some ways it's a courtesy, but in other ways it's a protection. It's allowing us to take on our public life, but to do so safely and orderly.
The same day, September 11th, after you celebrate Mass here at noon, as you mentioned, which will be televised on NetTV, but all those who wish to come are welcome to come in person and pray with us. You'll then head to Manhattan to...
Yes, the Greek Orthodox Church, St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Church, they'll have an interfaith celebration. It'll be near the Freedom Tower. You know, St. Nicholas had to be rebuilt after the events of 9/11. They recently opened, I guess it was the year before last, and it's beautiful. It's very small. It's a beautiful Greek Orthodox church. It's also woven in now to their history, to who they are, those events of 9/11. It's kind of painted into some of the murals. The church itself looks out over the Freedom Tower and over the memorial. Yes, later in that afternoon, I'll head over there.
It's also a sign of ecumenism and solidarity. I mean, we know, we remember the days, sadly, but how a nation certainly came together in unity and solidarity, and there was no difference about religion.
And it's sad, we need to recover that. As we kind of look at current things, we still see the reality of terrorism and war. Just last week, we saw the execution of some of the hostages by a terrorist group. We see some of that hatred carried over into our own city, some of the prejudice, anti-Semitism, some of the divisions that just take place. There needs to be recovery of a sense of solidarity and of mutual respect. And that is sadly, sadly missing in our world.
And just an end to senseless acts of violence. We talk about the police, the fire, putting themselves in these in extraordinary circumstances, but also just in the ordinary, you know, even here in Brooklyn on Labor Day, when we witness senseless acts of violence at the
shooting
parade.
Right at the Caribbean Day Parade. I mean, it's an interesting day, an interesting event defined as a cultural event. And my hat goes off to the Catholics who offer a countersign by marching in and singing hymns of praise. They do that from St. Matthew's Church. I'm so proud of them offering that countersign. But that countersign is real because there are other signs in the name of culture of some heinous behavior. And then the violence that took place. It's happened before in other years. And then right near St. Teresa Church,
yes,
on Clapton Avenue,
yes,
right nearby, there was a shooting. And again, thank God for the presence of the police and the emergency responders, the medical people who responded. It's a sad reality.
It is. We certainly will be uniting with the FDNY and the NYPD and all the first responders in prayer on September 11th. We hope that those can watch on net or join us. We have a full year coming up, Bishop, of exciting podcasts to come. And
we do.
We've got some great guests coming.
I'm looking forward to a conversation with Ruth Nelson, the author of the book, Our Lady of the World's Fair. I had been given a chance to preview the book several months ago, and it's this telling of the story of the bringing of the Pietà to the World's Fair in the 1960s. You'll hear me say this again, the World's Fair is one of my earliest memories as a child. And that Flushing Meadow Park is such a key area for our life in Queens, especially.
Yeah.
Her book will come out on September 15th, and we're looking forward to a conversation with her about that. It's a fascinating story.
I've started, you know, reading it, thanks to being able to get a sneak peek of it as well. And it is really stunning. I mean, just to read the history of how it all came to pass, and then all the work that went into it. And we'll talk more with her, certainly, about
Robert Moses. So that's coming up. The president of St. Francis College reached out, and hopefully we'll have a conversation there.
There'll be certainly on the road interviews and even international.
Yes, we'll be coming up. My retreat will be in Assisi. We have a priest retreat in Assisi around the time of the Feast of St. Francis. So I'm looking forward to being able to share some of that experience with our listeners as well. This is a good thing. Like, one of the best things about this podcast, I don't claim anything extra special about it. It really is a conversation, like the old fireside chats. It's just us talking about our life here as Catholics in Brooklyn and Queens. So I thank you all for joining us. I thank you, Father Christopher, and to the people of DeSales for really, not only you for co-hosting, but also for all the work that goes into producing it, making the contacts, planning. We're off to an exciting year.
Yeah, it certainly will be.
Before we sign off and I lead us in prayer, I'd like to do a shout out to two of our religious congregations who celebrate their foundations just this week past. So Tuesday of this week was Founders Day for the Carmelite Sisters of the Aged and the Infirm by Mother Angeline McCrory. 95 years, they celebrate their anniversary as a community. They have Ozenham Hall. I knew them in Columbus, and they have Ozenham Hall here in Queens, serving so many of our people, but also serving our priest. At the moment, we have three priests who are there. Some are long-term sometimes, and some are really there for rehab. And then Mother Teresa. We'll have the Feast of Mother Teresa, and we have the Missionaries of Charity here. So we look forward to celebrating their presence. And next week, I'll have a chance, I hope, to talk a little bit more. I'll be with the Ursuline Sisters, to name a third group, on Sunday, because they're celebrating their presence here in Brooklyn. They began their presence right here at Nativity of the Blessed Mother in Ozone Park. So we have a lot to talk about. And again, the richness of religious life. We give thanks for that.
In addition to this, just a little promotional to the tablet. There's a great article in the tablet this week about Sister Marianne Lo Piccolo and the Sisters of Charity Halifax.
They had their anniversary just, that's right, over the summer.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of good things happening here in terms of even religious life. And as I keep saying, there are vocations coming out of Brooklyn, Queens to some of these religious communities. I'm so proud of them. I always say God is doing amazing things in Brooklyn and Queens.
To conclude, Bishop, perhaps you give us your blessing.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he look upon you with kindness and grant you his peace. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you all for joining. I echo Bishop's thanks for your participation. We are looking forward to a great year of podcasts. We hope that you'll join us each and every Friday here at Big City Catholics. God bless.